Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, producer Joanna here is getting married, allegedly. And the exact day you're getting married?
May 28, 2011.
Okay.
Did you celebrate on May 28th, 2010? Like a pre-anniversary?
Not really, but it did. I thought that I would, like, you know, be thinking of that day. Oh, my God, it's a year out. And actually, Jason, my fiancé, reminded me that we were a year away. Mm-hmm. So
haven't you been engaged for a year already?
Yes.
I know, right? It does feel like a really long time.
It does.
Do you know why? Because it is.
But I mean, I think there comes a point, at least from the outside looking in, you know, with weddings and planning, like women don't learn from each other. Like, it seems like the very same fairy tale attitude is passed down from generation to generation and woman to woman, mm-hmm. even though every woman complains about the small things that go along with wedding planning, mm-hmm. but yet again, when a woman gets engaged, it all starts from zero. It's like, this isn't going to be me. That was their life.
You don't want to ruin it for them. You want them to figure it out and shatter their dreams on their own. You don't want to be the one to tell them that, look, honey, that's not how it's going to happen.
Do you think it's competitive, though? Because I know that you're helping with a friend in her wedding. And do you think it's the, oh, well, I know that she may be having problems with the little details. It's going to be different with me.
It's not competitive. If I'm going to be completely honest, I think it's more of, not competitive, just like you want yours to be awesome and beautiful and the best, and you hope that everyone thinks yours is, but I don't want any, I want hers to be lovely and beautiful as well. I just want mine to be better.
Lovelier and better.
Yes.
That's competition.
Yes.
What's that, Wendy?
That would be competition.
Okay, yeah, that's a competition. Now, this doesn't really have to do with the wedding planning itself. This is more after wedding, right?
Right. Well, I think that with being engaged, there's a lot of things that Jason and I have been discussing, from not moving in together until we're married to our finances, how we're going to handle things, and then now also what we're going to do with my last name, because my last name is Rodriguez. And in this world, I think that holds a lot. Like, as far as job goes, I think it's very important to keep my last name.
Why is that?
Because and nowadays it's, you get kind of an edge being Spanish. I think you get kind of like you get put at the front of the line because maybe you're Hispanic, you can speak two languages. And I think it's very important in the job market today to stand out somehow.
That's why I use Jose Dollar.
That was Jesus.
That. Hang on, better joke.
What is your potential married name?
It would be Newman or Newman. It's German.
Okay.
But it doesn't hold as much value as Hispanic.
That's not going to get you in the front of line anywhere.
No, it's not.
That doesn't say I am from Uruguay.
No, not at all. So we've been discussing it, and I told him that I don't want to keep my last name. I want to hyphen my last name. So I would drop my middle name. So I would be Joanna Rodriguez Newman. And
hyphenated.
Hyphenated. Uh-huh. And at first he thought I was joking, but I would always assure him that it wasn't a joke, that I'm being serious. And then finally, after arguing time after time, he let it go. And he's like, fine, as long as our kids are not going to be Rodriguez Newman, they're going to be Newman. I was like, that's fine. Whatever, the kids don't even matter at this point. But I do right now, and that's how I'm going to do my last name.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah. Don't talk about kids before you get married.
Right.
Then, you can just cover that afterwards. It's not important now.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah. Cross that bridge when you come to it.
All right. So you guys have an agreement.
Yeah. So we have an agreement. However, I wrote on Facebook, or a friend of his posted a picture of Jason and I on Facebook, and they said the future Mr. and Mrs. Newman. And I commented afterwards and I said, actually, future Mr. and Mrs. Rodriguez Newman. And Jason's mother saw it. And she wasn't too happy about it.
What did she say? Did she comment underneath it?
No, no, no. She called him. She called Jason and said, you know, I saw something on Facebook and I'm not too happy about it.
Well, that's Jason's like, oh, great. Joanna took her top off again.
That's the problem. Did she do that moms shouldn't be allowed on Facebook.
Yeah, I agree.
It should be an entirely separate website, facebook.com/mom/whatever your name is.
Right. Agreed.
Exactly. Yeah. So they had a long conversation, and he told her that I was just kidding, that I'm not going to be keeping my last name.
Wait a minute, military man.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's what I love about guys in the military, man. They are not afraid of any kind of confrontation.
Except for with their own mother.
Yes. So after he got off the phone, I pretty much told him that he needs to go ahead and let his mother know that that's not the case. I'm not joking. That is what I'm going to do. And traditionally, in the Hispanic community, we keep our last names. If my, you know,
wouldn't you be Rodriguez de Newman?
Yes, I would. Exactly. Which I would technically be Joanna Elisa Rodriguez de Newman.
Which translates properly to I am Joanna Rodriguez owned by Mr. Newman, which is correct.
Or am part of the Newman family. Yes, not owned by Newman.
Semantics.
But anyways, but in the United States, it's not traditional. The women mm-hmm. usually take the men's last name. And I understand that and I get it. But I think career-wise, and also because I'm proud of where I'm from and mm-hmm. I don't want to drop my last name. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of being a Rodriguez. You know,
I think because you feel so strongly about it, because so many women are gray in this area, because it does seem... Well, once you have children, it's just easier to do it. So just sort of succumb to it, you know, because you don't want to make everything complicated. But I think you feel very strongly about this. And I can tell it's something that means a lot to you. So do it, regardless mm-hmm. of what his mom thinks, regardless of what anybody else thinks. If you're this clear on what you want, then mm-hmm. that's exactly what you have to do.
I bet mm-hmm. your attitude would change if you were living in Arizona. Then you'd want to keep
my name. My name is Newman, not Joanna. Newman. It's Newman. It's Jones. It's Smith. 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 Look.
My last name is White.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. Hey, Joe, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, what's going on, Bert?
You tell us, dude.
Hey, man, I was just going to call and tell Joanna, me and my new wife, we just got married in April.
Congratulations.
But we had the exact same argument. I told her I did not want her to hyphenate her name. And she insisted that she keep her name. She comes from a family that they didn't have a son, so she was the only child, and she felt strongly about maintaining the family name. And my last name is very rare, so, you know, I really wanted us to keep my name. So we had this huge argument about her hyphenating her name. Her mom got involved, said the same kind of thing. My parents really aren't in the picture, so they didn't really have an opinion. But what we decided was, and I thought this might help you, was, she decided that she was going to keep her last name, and I guess I'm going to have to be okay with that since that's what she wants. And ultimately, I'd like her to be happy. So she said that she's going to keep all four names. So it'll be her first name, her middle name, her old last name, and now my name without a hyphen.
So what's the whole name?
So her whole name is Julia Elizabeth Holman Barbani.
Wow.
That is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of women do that.
I hope she doesn't play soccer because you can't get that on the back of the jersey.
Well, she said she wanted to do it because she'd like to keep a professional career, and she said that, you know, ultimately she will go by my name, but on paper she would still like to keep her last name. She said it wasn't, I personally felt like it was kind of like a lack of commitment or like it would mm-hmm. be easier for, mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I didn't have a good attitude to begin with about it, but. She says she wants to keep it, and, you know, I love her, so that's what I'll let her do as long as kind of the same thing. Our kids are my last name, and, you know, I just didn't like the whole hyphen idea. It bothered me.
Gotcha.
It still bothers him. But I'm, you know,
he stretches out the his sentences the way his wife stretches out her name.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I caught a few hyphens in that sentence.
Yeah. I think the whole thing was hyphenated. Uh-huh. But Joanna, I agree with Jim, but I think the number one thing is you and Jason have to be on the same page.
Yeah, man.
He's got to get on that same page because he cannot. This is the wrong time for him to start mm-hmm. playing between you and his mother and saying she was just kidding.
Right.
That was a huge violation.
And
that
take,
was.
Take it from a dude that's been married a long time. You set the groundwork for all this stuff, like how he's going to handle conflict between you and his mom mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you should call his mom. Like, I don't even think you should tell him. I think you should pick up the phone and go, listen, lady. Listen, new mom or whatever the hell your name is. It's Rodriguez. Guess what you're going to have to get used to.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.